This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Once again, to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Always need to sneak in those gratitude moments. Don't say it enough, but we do appreciate the fact that you're listening. It means the world to us. It's the fuel that keeps us going, and we appreciate you very much. So thank you for tuning in wherever you are, and whether you're sending an email or picking up the phone and joining the discussion or just plain sitting back, listening, and taking it all in, it all matters. So thanks a bunch. Just read a note from a passionate listener moments ago that sent an email about this healthcare situation that I'm going to share. And he ended the email with a simple little note. Love the show, and we appreciate that very much. It's really your voice amplified is all it is, and when a lot of us do this together, I get to be a facilitator, right? You're not coming here to hear what I have to say. You're coming here to say what we all have to say, and that's what's so darn fun. But we really, really do appreciate the loyalty and the trust in the program very much. So I'm on the Bakken Rocks Cookfest tour, as you know, West Hope, North Dakota, yesterday. Great event, fun meeting some folks, funny little story. A group called After Effect was performing the live music for the Cookfest. And they had asked if I would MC the award ceremony. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford was there to give out the awards for the Cookfest awards. And Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, get those folks introduced and get the winning teams up there and recognized. And thank everybody for coming and taking in all of that. And they did a neat little thing where you would vote by putting some money in the buckets. They don't normally charge because everything's free, but this was sort of like a free will offering. And if you like one particular Cookfest team, you put in money in that pot. And then all the money ultimately went to a playground effort in West Hope. So it was kind of nice. I think it was $1,600 raised, and North Dakota Petroleum Council threw in another $400, ends up being $2,000. So we had some different things to do. But anyway, I get on stage, and the fellow from After Effect, the band, is introducing me, and then I'm introducing, you know, the other folks and doing the program. So he says, okay, time for the program, take it away. And I come up and I say, hey, I'm Scott Hinman from What's on Your Mind. And he's still at the mic. He says, you are not. I said, I am too. He said, I listen to you every day. I didn't know that was you. No, talk some more so I can make sure I understand that that it truly is you. And anyway, it was kind of fun. So After Effect, that was nice, too, and appreciate what you do. Murex and Hams Well Service were the People's Choice Award winner, by the way. Enduro and Ballon Valves were the Judges' Choice Awards. So congratulations to those folks. Listen to this. How about this, folks? In West Hope, they blew through 190 pounds of brisket, 130 pounds of pork loins, 140 racks of ribs, 160 burger patties, and 130 pounds of the sriracha chicken, or however you say that, that's the spice, I guess, right? So that's a lot of food, and they were a hearty bunch, and we had a great time, so it really was fun. Today is a really neat event that's happening on the big water down by the casino Newtown, North Dakota, and of course, the Four Bears Casino there has a nice little marina. And this morning at about 5:45, there were 75 boats loaded up. So 200 people out on the water, a little over 200 people actually on the water today in the different teams. And they're raising some money for Habitat all across North Dakota. Really neat thing that the North Dakota Petroleum Council organizes. Ron Ness started that with, I think, six boats, maybe half a dozen boats, and it's really grown, and it's a neat deal. Tomorrow is Medora. And so that'll be great fun. And, of course, pretty much the same thing, 2 until 4 Mountain Time, the information sessions, great opportunity for a little Q&A to learn, hear more about the industry and kind of find out where things are at. And then 4 until 7, there will be all over again free food, games for the kids, and, the barbecue is fabulous. It's just a fantastic time. So invite you to come on out, live entertainment, and much more. So we'll see you in Medora tomorrow. Should be a great time, for sure. All right. What else did I want to run by you here today? I was going to tell you about this email I got, which is a way one of our listeners is dealing with the frustration of the healthcare event. Congressman Kevin Cramer, by the way, will be here today, as always. It's Wednesday, so he does the talk radio town hall. And if you have a question or comment, you really, really, really want to get in. I mean, again, last week it happened. We got to the end of the program. We didn't get everybody in. I'd really encourage you to call our 24/7 comment line, 855-200-1776. You can use that to call the show, too. Just keep it handy and use it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because when you press 1, you leave a message. So you could call right now and say, here's what I think the idea is. Why don't you do this? Here's my question, whatever. And then listen in, you'll hear your answer from Congressman Cramer. But you also can call and I think it's 1 to leave a message. The menu's there, and 2 to chat with us live on the air. But so you can always use that number. That's 855-200-1776. We're also going to talk with a couple of the Cookfest team organizers today on the program. The folks from MBI Energy Services. That's one great place to work, and I'm looking forward to getting an update on positions they still need and things going on at MBI, but also about all their Cookfest preparations. It'll be happening at Medora and Marathon Oil. And Marathon Oil is another company you hear a lot about, and, of course, been a player for a long time and doing some innovative things in the Bakken. So look forward to hearing from both of them. Thought we'd bring you inside a little bit because a lot goes into these events, and, it's just fun. So if you've been to one or haven't been to one, you get a little better idea of what's happening. So we'll talk with him about Cookfest fun. So here's this note from Jerry, this email that came in that kind of struck me this morning. Listening to your program and regarding the question on how to respond to the pro-Obamacare members of the GOP, I think there should be an all-out effort to primary these betrayers out. Like Don Bongino said yesterday. I don't know who Don Bongino is, but I could find out. Like he said yesterday, take a picture of their vote to not repeal. Use all means possible to educate the base in their primary. Start now recruiting solid candidates to challenge them. They are not Republicans. They are radical leftists. There's nothing moderate about Obamacare, says Jerry. First of all, love the passion. 100% love the passion. Because you are taking your frustration from what you're seeing play out in front of you, and you're doing something about it. So, Jerry, attaboy. Mega kudos for you, okay? Is primarying some of these folks the answer? I don't know. I'm going to ask that question to Congressman Cramer. What would scare most the members of his caucus that tend to go rogue? Donald Trump got mocked this week when he talked about the Senate and what happened there with health care. When he said, you know, in any other stage, we didn't do bad. We were 48-4. We have 52 members that are on our side. And out of them, 48 were with us and 4 were against us. That's not a bad record. He's right. That's the only thing that I would add a caution to the idea of primarying these folks. I'm not against it. I think we have to determine whatever it is we're going to do, we're going to do. So that this doesn't happen again. Because you can't have, and a couple of these people in the Senate say they're going to vote against the repeal. Now, these are the same people that voted for the repeal when Obama was president. And there was no chance of getting this done. So how does that work? I vote for something when I don't have to worry about it actually becoming a reality, but I don't when there's a reality. Huh? That, to me, that's a primary waiting to happen. And, of course, a couple of these folks in the Senate, so it's a long time, and you got to have a long memory and all that, you know. Now, so my question is, should our energy go there? And, of course, it's not a problem in North Dakota. Heidi Heitkamp's a problem. You know, Heidi Heitkamp's tried to have her toe in the water to say, you know, this Obamacare, there's some things we can fix, but she's got the talking lines down just perfect. The media laps it up. They coordinate with her office to find these people who they can use to say, okay, well, if there's a reduction in the rate of the increase, take you back to your childhood days for a moment, folks. If your dad had a really good job and your mom had a really good job, and every year they said, we're going to take your allowance up a buck. So $10 when you're in fifth grade, it's going to go to $11 when you're in sixth, seventh. And then mom loses her job, and dad gets cut back. And they say, you know what? I can only go 50 cents. You cut my allowance! You cut my allowance! No, I'm giving you 50 cents more than you got last year. No, you're cutting it. That little guy would make a very good Democrat, because that's what Heidi Heitkamp is saying about Medicare. That a reduction in the rate of the growth is going to result in cuts. See, she's inventing all these scenarios. So then you go out to people who rely on it, in these programs, and say, your son or daughter has a really bad disease, right? Can we use you in a Facebook post to talk about what would happen if? Despicable. I think that's every bit as bad as these Republican senators who vote for repeal when it can't be a reality. You won't have a president to sign it versus, you know, not doing it when they know it would be a reality. Am I wrong? Point is this. What's the right idea? That's the great conversation. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted frequently for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are usually first found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphid is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants in the field. Scout fields from late vegetative to the late R5 growth stage, and don't forget to keep spider mites in mind when scouting. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a take mix application of glyphosate and an insecticide if soybean aphids are not at economic thresholds. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same. Boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. All questions and comments welcome. Remember, you can get those in early. Don't forget that, okay? We are on Cookfest duty this week, ladies and gentlemen. West Hope yesterday, Newtown for the fishing derby today, and off to Medora tomorrow. And we have some fine sponsors of our Cookfest broadcast, and they include our friends from Enerplus, Fortis Energy, ConocoPhillips, Go Wireline, Weatherford, MBI Energy, and Marathon Oil. And right now on our Cookfest hotline, getting all set for a busy day in Medora. Jeff Parker from Marathon Oil. Jeff, how are you?
Doing very well this morning.
Jeff is the regional manager of operations for Marathon Oil. And Marathon Oil, tell folks, give me the elevator pitch on the company, a little bit about Marathon Oil, Jeff.
I mean, right now, Marathon's very active in the Bakken. You know, with the increased oil, with the increased commodity prices we saw in late Q4, Q1, we've ramped up our activity quite a bit on the drilling and completion side, and currently operating 5 drilling rigs and 4 frac fleets, you know, trying to grow our production here in the Bakken.
That's fantastic, and a darn good company. And, you know, these cook fests are a really neat opportunity for your teams to interact with people from all across North Dakota and ask questions and get to know folks. Tell us what you like about Cook Fest.
Oh, I mean, it's an as you mentioned, it's a great opportunity to you know, support some of the communities that we work and live within here in the Bakken. You know, one, it's an opportunity to, you know, further educate the communities with regard to what's going on in the Bakken, what's going on with regard to regulatory, and then other aspects that they may see within their communities. But it's also an opportunity to, you know, with the Cook Fest, you know, to interact with the members of the community more on a personable aspect and show them that, you know, we care about the communities that we operate within.
Have you got a plan for the menu in Medora?
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, this year Marathon's teamed up with Weatherford and Dakota Chemical, and our menu this year looks to be some chicken marinated in some lime juice and cilantro, all on some easy-to-eat skewers, and we've also paired that with some black bean and corn salsa with some tortilla chips. I'm looking forward to giving it a try tomorrow.
No kidding. You know, the lime sauce really brought me in there. It's sounding fantastic, and on the skewer. Nice, because, of course, you want to just kind of keep moving. You don't want to take time to actually have to sit down anywhere. You want to graze through all the great food out there, and that sounds like a great menu and a great great time, and hope folks stop by and say hi. I had a chance one time to be on one of Marathon's rings years ago and get a tour of the operation in Dickinson. You know, the one thing that really struck me was the culture of safety within Marathon. I think that's something that, you know, people don't necessarily understand. They, that are outside the industry, maybe, that there is just this incredible culture that is and training and things that are ingrained in people related to safety. That's a very important aspect of what you do, isn't it, Jeff?
It sure is. I mean, for us, I mean, it's important that everybody who comes to our sites, you know, leaves the site in the same physical condition that they are in. You know, it's something we focus on every day, both on the safety aspect, but also the environmental aspect. I mean, we have to be stewards of the land that we operate within.
And I will tell you, it's across the board in the industry. It's just something you, if you ever have the, you know, opportunity to be in one of the operation sites or see some of the training that goes on, you really get that feeling. But it really, I mean, that was years ago. I want to say, you know, 6-7 years ago plus probably, and I still remember it very well. That was the message you got the moment you walked in the door, without question. Well, we'll see you in Medora, Jeff, and really looking forward to seeing the Marathon team with your partners there and having a great time in Medora. Should be a wonderful day.
All right. Well, I appreciate you let me talk to you this morning, and you have a great day.
Absolutely. I imagine if anybody's interested in some employment opportunities with all that activity going on, you got plenty of room for folks to come join you too, right?
We are. I mean, with the rapid ramp up in activity we've seen here in, call it Q4, Q1, even into Q2, you know, there is quite a bit of need for skilled operators within the Bakken as of today.
That's a good career. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thanks again.
Jeff Parker, Marathon Oil, their region manager of operations, bringing inside some of the fun. Tell me that chicken didn't get you going. I know if Todd was here right now, he'd be saying, Exactly right. Todd's back tomorrow, by the way. Todd, the radio god, is officially off vacation after today, and as well he should. We got to have him back here. We need him. Jamie and Regent, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. This is yesterday we had a pretty good town hall over at Carson, North Dakota, about things facing the drought. And one of the things that came up, you know, guys were kind of pushing. We're looking for funding for wells and funding for dugouts, bigger dugouts and that kind of thing. And a group of us came over from Hettinger County, and I think we're the only ones that came there asking to cut funding. And we've kind of taken our aims at the weather mod that goes down in Bowman is our most effect. Weather mod up north is kind of having a downwind effect on probably more so like, well, Bismarck would be on the edge of it. New Salem having a real hard impact on them. I'm just trying to get the word out a little bit. I know you said, I think Kramer was going to come on today.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we could get him to touch on this issue. One thing that, you know, we can bring up that's really important about this is the night before last, the planes didn't make it out in time to go see the storm. They missed it. You could watch them. I don't know if you're familiar, if you watch the Bowman radar, you can watch the plane's flight class and that kind of thing. Well, they never left the tarmac. So you could see them moving around on the airport runway, and that was as far as they got. And the rain from there, and this was not our best chance of rain that we've had, but it made it all the way across the state of North Dakota, mostly along the North Dakota-South Dakota border. Guys in South Dakota got more rain than they've gotten all year, the one time they didn't fly. Yesterday, they had one cloud that had no severity to it at all during this town hall, and there was just nothing to it. They brought down a plane from Stanley to help fight this thing down. So, I mean, it doesn't look good. We didn't get no rain yesterday. This morning, this storm moved in, and apparently these young intern pilots were still sleeping because they only got one plane out in it. My estimate, he cut the rainfall in half around Regent here. Anywhere between, you know, further north you go, the more rain we got, the more downwind we were to Bowman County, the worse off we were. I was just at one place, checked the rain gauge, 1,200s, 2,800s, just a little ways north, and that was kind of right along the Adams County, Hettinger County line.
Jamie, hold that thought if you would, Jamie. We're going to break, and I'll let you finish on the other side. And I also want to tell you, tomorrow we're going to have the president of Weather Modification on to talk about cloud seeding. You're not the first to raise this concern and suggest that it is, rather than, you know, holding back hail, holding back rain. So we want to get an expert on and talk about, too. But hang on, I want more of your story when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away,
find
folks.
The easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another in our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, was asked what he would tell pipeline opponents about this project.
The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, I mean, it's a miracle for Western North Dakota to have the pipelines go in the ground. And to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is, the fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country, there's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was, 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed, is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Keep listening for more right here.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And you know what? It's Cook Fest week, and I'm on the road, but I didn't forget MyPillow, because at least you know, amidst all the craziness, I can get a great night's sleep. And you know, how many times do you have a product in your life that is that important? And of course, sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing to my sleep. So it's pretty darn important, without question. But, you know, not often do you just say, I can't leave home without this. I'm just going to take this. That's the constant I need, and that's what I get with MyPillow. And they have so many more things than MyPillow now. MyPillow, by the way, great gifts for kids heading off to college, you know, wedding presents. Just remember that. It's a really, really great gift. But they're also is all kinds of other products besides the pillow themselves. Pet pillows are a big treat your pet. We have the pet pillows, and the dogs love them. Two ways to get the savings: up to 50% on every single item online at MyPillow.com. Every single item is a phone call to 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Going to talk with another one of our Cook Fest folks after we finish our conversation with Jamie here. Was at the town hall meeting with Governor Burgum, and came there with some ideas, maybe a little bit different than some of the other folks. Sounds like you're saying you just want to, rather than more funding or more programs, you're looking for less things. And this would be less funding in one case for this weather modification that's going on up in Henninger, huh?
Yes, and it's going on in Bowman County, and I believe it's six counties up in northwestern North Dakota. Ward just pulled out yesterday. I don't know if anybody knows that Ward just suspended flights yesterday for the rest of the season, given the ongoing drought. So hopefully them guys up there get a shot of water, because
what this is supposed to do is reduce hail, right? So it's supposed to be your friend, a good thing. And your argument then is that it's reducing rain.
It's supposed to reduce hail, and they also do a program with it called rain enhancement. And what's going on? And I got lucky enough. I know of one of the pilots that flew as an intern in 14, and it was kind of interesting talking to him. I'd really love to find a pilot that flew, say, this year. I would really love to talk to him. But I just let him explain to me in 14. I'm sure you guys probably remember 14 was just unusually wet. I let him explain. I just called him up and I said, "Can you tell me your thoughts on weather mod?" And I mean, he started out right away and he's like, I support it, and these are the reasons why. And he explained it, and he's like, "Man, we could go out there and fly, and it would rain, and it would rain, and it would rain." And he's like, "We didn't really know when to quit. We just kept going, and we'd make it rain." I asked him, I said, so now 14, there was a lot of crop that got lost in the area because guys are still learning about trying out fungicides and different things to combat this rainfall. We ended up with actually a pretty devastating crop to a lot of people because not only did we have huge acres of drown out, we had low falling numbers, which low falling numbers, if you're not familiar with that, it's how close the plant or the seed was to becoming, to germinating. And once that number gets under 300, which a huge, huge portion of the crop was down here, even though, you know, just a matter of rainfall and weather, a lot of that crop got sold as feed for $2.25 that year. So even if they got lucky enough to pull off some protein, they lost the crop because they had to sell it for feed.
Well, there certainly is a discussion necessary here. I mean, I think everybody's intentions are pure. Nobody wants bad things to happen. I think it's just a matter of, is this doing what is intended, or is it harming us? And have a conversation about that and a reexamination of some of the programs that are out there. As I mentioned, tomorrow we are going to have the president of Weather Modification that will join us to talk about some of these. I would encourage you, Jamie, and any others to call back and talk with them. I have pledged when this has come up on the program before that we'll find the experts, we'll get the answers, we'll do our part to, understand the concerns from people, but also, hear from the industry and talk about what's happening. I know this, in the middle of a tough situation like we have with this drought right now, tensions are high and tempers flare, and it's really difficult, really challenging. So I empathize with, I just want to make sure we don't jump to a quick fix, say, point the finger, this is it, but let's just get the facts, and if we can facilitate the facts here, hopefully we'll get some answers. So thanks for checking in, Jamie. Anybody else at that town hall last night, give me a call. I'd love to hear a little bit more about some of the different things that happened, and commend Governor Burgum and Commissioner Goring for going to those. I think that's fantastic. Okay, another check-in on one of the Cookfest teams to get you all fired up for Medora tomorrow. And we are. Mario Scari is here from MBI Energy. And I guess we better start first with the weather report because it's been an active morning in Belfield, I understand. Is that right?
It has, Scott. I actually drove in from Watford City this morning, and we had some really beautiful electrical storms on the way in. It was quite a show. And once we got into Belfield, I say we because I had my two kids with me to relay them off to Grandma once I got to the office. And we were enjoying the electrical show, the rain on the way in, and then it got really crazy. There was a pretty good-sized wall cloud that moved in. We had stopped off by the Java Gypsies to get some coffee, and we saw a funnel cloud head right over the top of us. So we ran into the restrooms right next to the coffee kiosk and holed up in there for a little while. So we got a pretty good soaker and got quite a show this morning in Belfield.
Now, I'm not sure why they tell you to go to the restrooms for a shelter, but it's kind of a you don't have any idea what's coming, right? What's above you, and then you're stuck in a restroom for crying out loud. Not
they
real
were
comforting.
Very clean.
Yeah, oh, good.
Very clean, and yes, no windows, I suppose.
So you actually saw the funnel in the cloud above, huh?
I told the ladies inside, I said, hey, that cloud is a funnel right above us. We better get moving. And so they closed their windows and ran with us into the restroom. So it was a very funny sequence of events for us, but it ended up being okay.
Yeah, and some good rain out of it, it sounds like.
It certainly did.
Yeah. Great. Looking forward to seeing some of those rainfall totals. That should be a lot of fun. Well, let's talk about Cookfest. Of course, MBI Energy is such an important part of energy in North Dakota and always an active participant in events like this one with some great outreach. What have you got planned for the big day in Medora tomorrow?
Well, we are really looking forward to it. It should be a great afternoon. We are partnering with Hess Corporation this year again for our cook team, and they're a great partner, and we have put together a pretty fun menu to share with the folks. We are playing into the Bakken Rocks theme this year, and so I'll tell you some of our food items, and maybe that'll get folks thinking about going and making sure they line up at the MBI and Hess Corp cook team booth first. We'll start with what we're calling our Snoop Dogs, and they are bacon-wrapped little smokies that are dredged in brown sugar glaze, so those will be a tasty start. We also have the Pig and Rich sandwich, which is our pork tenderloin sandwich, and we'll have Bacon Ranch mac and cheese that we're affectionately calling our Fleetwood mac and cheese. We'll also offer Bruno Mars bars for dessert, and you can have a Santana banana slush in a color-changing cup, too. So we'll play up that little psychedelic Santana reference. So we have a fun menu planned, and we're really excited to see how everyone likes it.
That sounds fantastic. And this is really a neat opportunity just to come chat, visit. You know, obviously there's great food there, and that's a nice little menu, and it's free. You can't beat that. But also a good opportunity to interact and allow folks to ask any kind of questions, maybe about job opportunities at MBI as an example, or anything else they have in the way of questions about the industry, right, Maria?
Absolutely, absolutely. What we really love about opportunities to get out in communities where we live and work is the opportunity to meet new people, and certainly they can ask questions about what we do, and we do have a lot of great job opportunities available where people can build a career out here in Western North Dakota. So it gives us the opportunity to get out there in the community and meet people who probably know us or don't know us, and gives us a chance to get in front of them and maybe find some new team members. And in addition, with Hess Corporation, they're sending out their land team is going to be working with us, and so anyone that has questions, landowners, mineral interest owners, it gives them a nice chance to meet with some of the people on the land team at Hess as well.
Sounds good. And I understand you're going to have a fire truck there. Now, what do you have planned there?
Oh, and we'll have a water truck there. Yeah, we'll have
water truck. Okay.
Yes, a water truck. We'll have one of our water tankers will be out there as a emergency preparedness measure with how dry it's been. Even, you know, Sam's the activity this morning. We just thought it would be something nice for us to provide so that if there is an emergency situation with this being a grilling event outside on a hot day, that we'll have some emergency access to water for the community if we need it.
See, more and more of that safety consideration. You have the water truck there, so the fire truck doesn't have to come there, right?
Well, to provide a backup supply, and we can drive around a fire and let water loose. So we actually had helped out in Manning with the fire there and did the same when that fire had devastated that community not so long ago.
That is that's great. And, there are always opportunities, and I know that there are robust measures underway to fill all the openings that you have right now. We mentioned, if you have questions, certainly stop by and ask, but also you can go online and check those out on Facebook, too. You're hiring right now, right, Maria?
We are. If you visit, we're, of course, on social media. If you visit our website, mbienergyservices.com, you'll see a full listing of career opportunities. We are hiring throughout Western North Dakota, but also into Wyoming and Colorado at this time, too. And we're hiring all service lines. So truly, whatever your interest, take a look at us and see if maybe there's something that we have available that would be a good fit. And we also have a new jobs phone line, so if you are looking to just call and talk to someone and ask a question, you can dial us at 844-MBI-JOBS and get a hold of one of our recruiters.
That sounds great. Well, good to catch up with you. Looking forward to seeing you in Medora and the whole MBI team and the rest of the crew there from Hess and your Cookfest team. And it'll be fun to have this for the first time ever in Medora, already a great tourist destination for North Dakota. Now the fun of Cookfest and all the folks that take that in. So, and right in your backyard. So a lot of neat things happening. Looking forward to seeing you there tomorrow.
Likewise. Have a great day.
Appreciate it very much. Oh, this is going to be fun. It already is fun. Folks, we're having a great time. West Hope last night was a blast. And, of course, the big fishing derby today and tomorrow off to Medora. So hope you can join us, take in the fun, and make sure you check out some of the treats that Maria was talking about. Maria Scaria, from MBI Energy out of Belfield, North Dakota. I mean, they're all over. But Belfield, of course, the headquarters, Dickinson, too, and Watford City locations and many locations throughout the Bakken. Our special Cookfest broadcast are brought to you in part by MBI Energy, Marathon Oil, Weatherford, Go Wireline, ConocoPhillips, Fortis Energy, Enerplus. Thank you to all of them. We appreciate you very much. Short break, back with more live on Cookfest Week on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. We'll be back after a short time out. Congressman Kevin Kramer coming up and the Talk Radio Town Hall as well. Your call is welcome at 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA. Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is compared to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are gone to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Guys are pulling my leg. As the last bastion of American journalism, you want to actually deal in facts? I think that's a good thing. Hang in there, guys.
We'll do our best. We'll do our best. I think he was reacting to my commentary related to concerns over weather modification. I don't discount the concerns easily, and I don't know enough about what they are doing and how they do it to know, and obviously I would trust the gut of a farmer and rancher all day long as to what's going on, but I think it's important just to say, let's deal with the facts. And so we'll try our best to get you the experts and get those facts out there. But we do that on anything. I love nothing more than somebody calling saying, this is a bad deal. This is affecting me here, there, and everywhere. I want to know what's happening. Get somebody on to ask that question. We like doing that. So we always will strive to provide that service for you here. And we will with the weather modification tomorrow, the conversation. So join us because we've heard enough concerns. Let's get an expert on, somebody from the industry, and talk a little bit about some of these concerns. So Make sure you listen, call in, and join that conversation. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And today is Wednesday, right? So we got to do Wednesday wheels. It's time to sell another set of wheels. The only question is, how quick will this set of wheels sell? Because the folks from Pucklich bring us, sharp set of wheels, usually loaded up, very often, local, and they know about it. This one only has 26,181 miles, so this is like new, okay? And listen to this. This is it's at the Valley City store, at Valley City and Bismarck locations, 2014 GMC Acadia Denali. So it's loaded up, right? All-wheel drive, leather seats, heated, cooled. It's black in color, has the ebony leather trim, and again, 26,181 for miles. If you tell them, you heard me talking about it today, you say, hey, Scott told me I can drive away for $32,950. How about that? So they take some extra money off that baby right now. So hop online, check it out for yourself, PucklichValleyCity.com. Big selection of mint condition one-owner vehicles. You save a ton. 2014 GMC Acadia Denali, $32,900 if you tell them you heard about it right here on What's on Your Mind at North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC. You drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or online at Pucklich.com. All right. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We are getting a lot of suggestions on how we should react to Republicans blowing it in Congress. Now, let me back up a moment, because I was scolded by someone the other day who said, you know, I heard you being critical of Republicans in North Dakota for not doing more to point out where Heidi Heitkamp is voting completely at odds with North Dakotans and things that are just horrible, awful, terrible. And you said that the Republican Party was worthless on it. And I think I said some version of that. They're right. And he said, I'm a Republican. You blamed me. You blamed every legislator. You blamed Governor Brookham. When you say Republicans in North Dakota are to blame, you're blaming a lot of people that really have nothing to do with that decision. And you know what? The person was right. And I said so. I said, you're right. You're right. I think I said the Republican Party, and by that I guess I meant leadership. I don't know why they have chosen. And when I say they, I don't even know who they is, right? I don't know if it would be the party chairman in Kelly Armstrong, but he hasn't been there forever. I don't know if it'd be executive committee of the party. I don't know, but I know enough to know that not enough is being done to point out a record by Senator Heidi Heitkamp that is completely at odds with what she tells you she's doing and what she does in the way of happy talk on TV by generous donors. Okay, so she's trying to burnish up her image a little bit. Her numbers aren't good. And there's nothing there to say, well, wait a minute. What about the Iran deal? What about that vote? What about Obamacare? And look how many less insured and how many less providers and how many different options. Obamacare has been a disaster. She was a full-throated supporter, 100% behind it. So I just think it's a bad deal. So anyway, I should not say the same when I say, Republicans are to blame for the failure of health care. But for those who are to blame, 48-4 in the Senate, right? Who's the four? What do you do about them? Who's the folks that haven't been there on the House side? What do you do? That's a conversation I think we got to have. We absolutely got to have. No doubt about it. So keep those wheels turning, and I'm as part of the conversation that we'll have with Congressman Kramer today. Quick reminder that we will be at the North Dakota State Fair. We are teaming up with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, going to put together an ag panel, and maybe we want to do this weather modification panel right there at the fair. I know we plan to talk farm bill and trade and a few other things, we have that one day. We have North Dakota Energy, what's in it for you, and we're going to be giving away free What's on Your Mind hats at that event and a Yeti cooler, the nice one, like $500. So that'll be fun. That's on Thursday. And then Friday as well, we have the technology panel. We're going to be doing some stuff on UASs. We'll be broadcasting live from there. But we'll also be doing on the Flickertail, Dakota Flickertail stage events after the show, where we can kind of chit-chat and have a more informal conversation on some key issues. Present some information, but take some questions from the audience. So make some plans to join us either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday at the North Dakota State Fair. And working on some weather modification things there as well. So stay tuned on that. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Short time out.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.